We welcome to Star 94.1, Arthur, Jackie Brown, Hadnot. Jackie, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Blessed of the Lord. Thank you.
You have a book. It's called Cry Aloud, Spare Not. That is an interesting title. Why the title?
God gave me the title based on Isaiah chapter 58, when he called Isaiah to cry aloud and spare not, to lift up his voice like a trumpet and proclaim to God's people the uncompromising word of God, show them their sins and their transgression.
You know,
this is what he's calling me to do, cry aloud and spare not.
In your book, you talk about self-life.
Oh, yeah.
Self-life. Why is it sometimes that our self-life is destructive?
Our self-life is destructive because flesh wants what flesh wants right now. We have been bred as a nation, as a people of a microwave society. We tell people, want it now, get it now, have it your way, get it the way you like it, you know, get it any way you want it. And because we have programmed flesh to get what flesh wants without waiting, without sacrifice, our society, our flesh man, wants whatever it wants when it wants it. And it does not want to sacrifice because God says deny yourself. Flesh doesn't believe in denying itself.
That is so true. You mentioned conference and a summit. What's the difference between a conference and a summit? What were you trying to convey to the reader?
I was, when God sent me to the summit, because I've been to conferences upon conferences, and most people come away the same way they go in,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately. You know, you sit and you listen. There's no real interactive participation, nor is there impartation. And when you go to a conference, you go to sit and learn and listen. But through this summit, because God took us to another level, there was a participation and there was an impartation of the Spirit of God into those that desired it. So for me, it was a summit because I went to a whole nother level in God. And summits are always up high, you know, like eagles soar. Yeah, and you go to the Mount Summit, so God took us to this other level in Him.
We're talking to Jackie Brown Hadnot, the author of the book, Cry Aloud, Spare Not. What was that, an Isaac moment for you?
An Isaac moment for me was in the house that we lived in, I had this one room that was full of my Barbie doll collections. I collected dolls and all of the memorabilia. And the Lord told me that He wanted a place in the house for Himself. And I went to every room in the house. I went to the dining room. Now, how are you going to put a prayer room in your dining room? Feet trample there. People eat there.
Right.
I went to the family room. I went to we have a study library room in the house. How are you going to go in there and give that to God? So I finally went to the Barbie room. And I said, well, Lord, you want me to take down all these dolls and toys and the shelves, because we had built shelves. And I said, you want me to make this a prayer room? And the Spirit of the Lord said, what do you want, more dolls or more of me? And I said, well, I want more of you, Lord. So we packed up all of the dolls and everything, put them in a storage facility, you know, got the room ready, anointed it, sanctified it, and consecrated it, set apart holy to God. And at that moment, the entire house changed. Everything about us changed because we found more time for God, more intimacy with God. So it was like taking that room of my dolls and toys and laying them on this brazen altar and burning that thing up and sacrificing to God that which I held most in most esteem.
What would you like the reader to come away with when they read your book?
When they read this book, I would like them to come away with the knowledge that because for so long we have been steeped in church religion, we have been steeped in knowing of God, but we have not gotten into the depth of knowing God. And because God wrote this book because He wanted to take His people to another level in Him, He wanted to take His people to another level in worship and a knowledge of who He is and what He's like. So through fasting, and this book talks about fasting from the spiritual level, it does not talk about fasting from the natural level. Because we have been taught to fast fast to get something out of the hand of God. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And because we're taught to get from the hand of God and not get right to the heart of God, God wants this book to teach his people about fasting on a whole other level. A whole other level. And because God wants us at this level, because, you know, we're in the end times, brother.
That's
and
correct.
We got to be ready because the battle is right here. The battle is for the soul and the mind of man. And if we're not cleansed, set free, and delivered from the snares of Satan and the tricks of Satan, because Satan tricks us into pimping God for stuff, prostituting God to get a house, a car, prophesy to the people and tell them they're going to get land, cars, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God wants us to come to another level and seek his face and not his hand and stop pimping him. So that's what I want people to come away with, is a whole other level in God.
Wow, and you are taking us to a whole nother level. That is a blessing. That's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
Our guest, Jackie Brown Hadnot, again, the book, Cry Aloud, Spare Not. You mentioned early on that God gave you a vision to do this.
Yes, he did.
Was there ever a time when you said, God, are you sure you want me to do this?
Absolutely. Because I was scared, because, you know, the flesh doesn't want you to obey God. Flesh wants you to do fleshly things. Flesh doesn't want you to write a book because it takes time, it takes research, it takes prayer, it takes fasting. It takes aloneness with God to hear God. So flesh says, girl, you tripping.
Okay.
And my mind says, no, I'm not. My heart says, you better obey God. Because out of your obedience to God, he's going to bless you richly and abundantly.
In doing so, was this a labor of love?
Absolutely. I was going through, I've been healed 7 times. I've had 5 surgeries, 4 on my head, 1 on my breast, persistent tumors. I've been diagnosed with macular degeneration, which is slowly going blind, and then I was diagnosed with losing the usage of my left arm. And during the 7th illness is when the Lord said that I had to lay out before him because I called a fast. See, I was taught in the church, you fast, you want something from God.
Mm-hmm.
So I called a fast, and the Spirit of the Lord said, well, why are you fasting? I said, well, I want you to heal me. He said, so you fasting to get something from me? I said, well, yeah. I want you to heal me. He said, if I want to heal you, I'll heal you. I said, then what is it you want? I'm on my way to the hospital. What do you want? He said, lay out before me. So I went to the threshing floor, and I laid out before God. And he said, go read your healing scriptures. And as I began to read and read, and finally he said, that's enough, go eat. And then when I got finished eating, I came back, and he said, I want you to write. So out of my desire to get something out of the hand of God, he gave this book, so that I could see the face of God. And by the time the book was finished, my arm was completely healed. I never had a hospital test.
Oh, that's a blessing. Wow. That's definitely a blessing.
Yes, it is.
Jackie, where can one find this book? Where can they pick it up? Do you have a website or a place they can get this book?
Yes, Amazon.com.
Okay.
Borders.com. Trafford.com, TRAFFORD.com, or JackieHadnot.com, JackieHadnot.com.
Jackie, it has been a pleasure. We speak life that this book will be a blessing to all who picks it up and read, and that this book will take Jackie Brown Hadnot to yet another summit.
Amen.
Jackie, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so very much for the opportunity.
Our guest, Jackie Brown Hadnot, the book, Cry Aloud, Spare Not, Kick It Up. We're Star 94.1.